What else makes music Russian?
I would say like all of the three sonatas has the storytelling aspect of it. Like, because these people are so passionate and they usually will come to your side, the music comes to you like, I have a long story to tell you. And even that's, you know, so much also connected to that space and time business that you feel that the thing just goes on and on, and it's really from the distance. But the storytelling aspect, it was so fascinating because there's so many different faces of the Russian people, just like, you know, normal human being. So it takes them a long time to describe one sense of feeling. We thought we have a really good example of the Rachmaninoff sonata in the very beginning, the exposition of the first movement, that illustrate that you have to listen to it thinking this is back in still in the end of the glorious of the Tsar period. You know, you find the ornamentation on the piano from Rachmaninoff would be very, very different than later you will hear from Shostakovich. Even we are telling the same story, but Shostakovich's accompaniment become incredibly bleak. For instance, the piano started with this. It's all just very bare note.
Like a machine.
Like a machine, yes. But here, you're still finding the old style, the very decorative of old Russia. You know, the piano accompaniment is so rich and has these beautiful melodies. Lots of decorative kind of thing in there. You find extra notes in there. All these extra notes sort of poke the emotion of the listener. But the cello melody actually is quite similar than the beginning of the Shostakovich sonata.
You will hear the first melody of the Shostakovich sonata that we'll play later is very similar to this melody of Rachmaninoff's. He must have heard it. We know that Rachmaninoff sonata was on the program with Shostakovich and his cellist when they premiered the Shostakovich sonata on tour.
That's right, I had read that. He was touring with a cellist from the Bolshoi Opera, wasn't he?
That's
and
right.
You know the names of the cellists who gave first performances. Rostropovich, for example, gave the Prokofiev. Who gave, do you
this
remember?
This is a guy named Kubatsky, and we don't know much about him.
So he's the one who gave the premiere of Shostakovich.
Yes.
And for the, I have this somewhere.
Brandukov.
That's it. Brandukov gave the premiere, along with Rachmaninoff, of the piece we're about to hear some more of now.
My theory is that cellists were always real friendly people, and they befriended composers and asked them to write, so I'm trying to keep the tradition.
Actually, since meeting you, I've met a whole world of cellists, and I'm inclined to agree with you. This is David Finkel and Wu Han playing music, once again, of Rachmaninoff. We're going back now to the sonata to hear the opening of the first movement. Once again, music from 1901.